How agency is terminated. Agency relationships are terminated by any of the following. When the purpose of the agency is completed, i.e., the property is sold, a buyer-tenant representation agreement is generally for the purchase of a single property. When the property has been purchased, the agreement terminates. There is no presumption of an ongoing agency relationship between the broker and buyer. Likewise, a listing agreement terminates when the property is sold and closed. There is no presumption of an ongoing relationship with the seller after closing. The expiration of the period stated in the listing contract. TRELA requires that listing agreements must have a definite termination date that is not subject to prior notice. Section 1101.652. Grounds for suspension or revocation of license. A. The Commission may suspend or revoke a license issued under this chapter or take other disciplinary action authorized by this chapter if the license holder, 12, fails to specify a definite termination date that is not subject to prior notice in a contract, other than a contract to perform property management services, in which the license holder agrees to perform services for which a license is required under this chapter, at any time by mutual agreement. The parties are certainly free to terminate the agreement. Death or incapacity of either party. If the broker or client dies or is determined to be insane, the agency agreement is terminated. Note that because the parties to an agency agreement are the client and broker, the death or incapacity of a sponsored license holder has no legal effect on the agreement. In this case, another sales agent of the brokerage will work with the client. Condemnation or destruction of the property. Condemnation or destruction of the property would make its sale impossible, resulting in termination. Bankruptcy of either party. Operation of law. Revocation of the broker's license. All agency agreements with buyers and sellers terminate if the broker's license is revoked. Abandonment by the agent. Revocation of the agreement at any time by the principal. Termination of the agreement at any time by the broker. Agency relationships are considered highly personal and require the continuing consent of both parties, broker and principal, to exist. When the principal revokes the agency agreement, continuing consent is withdrawn and the listing must be terminated. When the broker is given notice of termination, the broker must cease all marketing activities, remove signs and lockboxes, remove the listing from websites and other advertising media. Terminate the listing in the MLS. Note that a withdrawal would not comply with this requirement. The listing must be terminated. In the MLS, a withdrawal removes the listing from the market, but does not terminate the listing. While the principal always has the power to terminate, revoke, an agency relationship, early termination could expose them to contractual liability if the termination was done without just cause. Neither party has the ability to determine just cause, which is usually determined in the courts. After complying with the demand for termination, the broker must decide whether to seek damages from the seller in court or to drop the matter. A broker may stipulate an early termination fee in a listing agreement, but must comply with the above upon termination, whether the fee is paid or not. It would be a violation of the TRELA if the broker continued to market the property after notice of termination, or otherwise took action that limited the seller's ability to list the property with another broker or sell it themselves. Likewise, a broker has the power of termination that allows them to terminate an agency agreement early. For example, if a broker determined that a principal was not cooperating with their efforts to market their property, termination would be an option. Early termination by the broker, without cause, could expose the broker to contractual liability or a suit for damages. Duties of agency that survive termination. The agent's duties do not end with the termination or expiration of an agency relationship. The duty of confidentiality extends forever into the future. The client is reasonable in expecting confidential information to remain confidential. This situation often arises when a broker has a buyer interested in purchasing a property that the broker had previously listed. The buyer, who may be a client, expects the broker to share important information about the seller. The broker may know the seller's motivation to sell, or know the bottom line, the lowest price the seller will accept. Even though the broker now has a fiduciary duty to the buyer, he also has the ongoing duty of confidentiality to the seller because of the former listing agreement. The duty of confidentiality lasts forever unless the broker is required by law or a court order to disclose the information